we've been spending the whole hour with the one and only Jacques Pepin. And in this last part of our interview, we get cooking. He gives us a private lesson on this incredible technique for instant gravlax and a super simple salmon tartare.
So I'll do an instant gravlax. If I have guests at home, I may have 5-6 plates ready. And on each plate, I put the salt. And as you can see here, I am putting kosher type salt because the crystals are thicker. It punctures the meat more. And to cure the meat, I mean, the idea of curing the meat is to draw out the moisture to deprive, you know, the bacteria of a necessary living condition. So this is the curing process that you do, whether you smoke the salmon or not.
So you salted the plate and
that's
put pepper on the plate.
You've
sliced the salmon into a quarter inch thick slices, and you laid it on top of the salt, and now you're salting the top of the salmon.
Not quite even a quarter of an inch. You put it on top of it here. And the time that it takes for that salt to melt, which is probably about 10-12 minutes, then you have a gravlax. So here I would put a piece of plastic wrap, put another plate on top. When you finish, keep that in the refrigerator when you're ready to use it. What do I put on top? All kind of different garnish, which I'm going to do in a minute. Meanwhile, maybe with this, we'll do a tartare. Tartare really makes a big difference if you cut your fish rather. You cannot put that in the food processor.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a paste.
You could, but you would have to stop start to it get pasty very fast.
Yeah. So now you're just dicing the raw salmon.
Yes.
The small dice.
Okay, so here I will have a tartare. There is one thing that you don't put now in there. You don't put lemon juice, citric acid or acetic acid. Any of that is going to kind of eat the protein. It become all white, like if someone ate it already. So you don't put it in there. You put it when you serve it at the table.
Okay.
You know, otherwise.
Otherwise, you're making ceviche.
Yeah, right.
Just some salt and pepper with the diced salmon in a bowl.
Yeah. So maybe a dash of Tabasco. A little bit of olive oil. Okay. There. Maybe a little bit of a... Boy, that knife needs help. Oh, yeah, that's...
A little bit of red onion.
A little bit of red onion or... Okay. What do you think? You want a bit of chive in there?
Sure. I just want to hear the sound it makes when you cut onions and chives.
Yes. And it be very simple.
Listen to that.
Very
great.
Simple like this, you know? Could you give me a spoon in there? There is a...
We should.
Thing. Thank you.
Oh, those chives smell good.
And that's probably heat. What do you think? Just plain? More salt, more pepper?
I think you're good on salt.
Okay.
You're good on pepper.
Okay.
Beautiful on the onion, the jar.
All right. So
maybe something fresh. Like if you want to do the
let's see what
cucumber
we're
going to
do with
like
that. Yeah. Those cucumbers are from my garden.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So here, what I would do with that, if I prepare it ahead, I probably would put a dash of salt on it.
On the cucumber?
I probably would put maybe a dash of sugar there on top and a dash of vinegar. Mm. This is my own vinegar I made, and this is the pour of the vinegar.
You cut your...
Thing like this, you know.
I love
so that.
He keeps his vinegar in a wine bottle with the cork, just two notches in the cork, and then you can use that as your.
Okay,
pour.
So let's see this here.
You're latticing the cucumber ribbons.
Yeah, I mean, aesthetically, it's nice, but it's not that important. For me, it's only the taste which is important. But if it happened to work together, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not make it beautiful like a master French chef?
Yeah. If I had a little bit of salmon caviar, would be nice on top. Right? Maybe some capers. I have some basil here.
So just a little scoop of the salmon tartare in the middle of your cucumber ribbons. Some olive oil all around it. Some capers, a few sprigs of basil.
Yeah. Beautiful. This is $22 at Daniel. Okay.
So the gravlax is curing on the plate with the salt.
Yeah.
You're going to serve it directly on that plate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, so this is amazing. Okay, so now
you have, as I said, a dozen plates like that you do, when you have one, you start garnishing whatever you want. Maybe a little piece of onion this way. Beautiful.
Just keep cutting onions, Jacques. Yeah. I could listen to you cut onions all day long. I don't say that to most people.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, so now you have your radish slivers on the plate. You've sprinkled some capers. Here are some of those onions. More chives that you can cut.
Maybe chive or parsley or whatever. Maybe I'll cut them into larger pieces like this.
Little one-inch batons of chives.
Well, I may put a piece of the surface of the skin here with that.
The lemon zest. Very thinly sliced. Just taking a little strip with a peeler and then slicing into super thin julienne. I mean, really, what you're looking at this plate is you have the instant cured gravlax and just kind of anything that's fresh, salty, crunchy, aromatic.
Like that.
Beautiful. And that's ready to serve?
That's ready to serve as soon as we get the toast. So here is what Escoffier did.
Nice.
You clean that up. You don't even have to trim it, but it makes it a bit easier. And then you go from the corner to separate your toast. This is what Melba wanted, a toast very, very thin. You cannot do a toast that thin because it will burn and curl up. This is the original toast Melba that he did.
That sound you hear or don't hear is my jaw dropping to the floor, because Jacques just took the slice of toast, cut off the crust, and then cut the slice of toast in half horizontally so you only get the crunchy part. You just go in through the corner and you just filleted the toast like a fish, and you only have the crunchy part.
Yeah, if you were to cut a toast that thin and try to brown it, it would curl up, so it doesn't work. But there it worked. The real toast Melba. So here, you want to do that one?
I want to try to slice the toast Melba.
Yeah.
I'm a little slower at this than
your first
Jacques here.
Your first toast
Melba. Oh my God,
Melba.
Look, it's so thin!
All right. You can put butter in it and eat it. Yeah.
Oui, chef.
And then taste. So with that, we need a glass of wine. Cool.
Merci.
To you.
This is incredible. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome.
That was Jacques Pepin, and it was really such an honor to get to spend the afternoon in his home. His latest book is called Menus. It's a collection of his hand-painted blank menus for you to keep track of your special dinners. And if you want to get more detail on his instant cured salmon technique or see a little video of our time in his kitchen, check it out at splendidtable.org.